I'm Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Did you know that the scriptures teach that God is love? Even though religion may attempt to state this at times, it's hard to accept based on their slanderous portrayal of Him. A real look at the scriptures will acquaint us with the God of love. Remember, He's the happy God, and John the Apostle says that He is love in 1 John 4:8. And Paul says in Romans 5:5 that He sheds abroad in our hearts His love. Or as the Concordant or Rotherham says, He pours it out. Or the Moffat translation and the Weymouth translation says, He floods. He floods our hearts with His love. He pours it out. He sheds it abroad. Did you know God loves you? And that He loves you just the way you are? And that His love for you is unconditional? Religion says, God's love is unconditional. That is, of course, if you meet certain conditions. The idea is that God will love you if you do this and if you do that. Sometimes little children have said, you know, behave yourself, you know, so Jesus will love you. But then if you do certain things and don't do certain other things, then maybe He won't love you. This is all the myths of religion. Unconditional love is one of God's wonderful gifts to you. Religion will try to force you into wearing some kind of facade so that you'll be able to approach God. But you don't have to be something other than who you are. After all, God's the one who made you who you are, and God loves you just the way you are. The realization of this great unconditional love of God will actually set you free from religion and its manipulative bondage. God's love is not premised on some condition. It's not contingent on something within us, something that we must do, something that we must perform, something that we must achieve. Calvary's love is at the very heart of the good news, the real good news. Some people talk about the gospel, talk about good news, but if you'll listen to it, it's mainly bad news. Bad news with some kind of consolation prize for those who are good, or those who are lucky enough to hear. The Lord Jesus Christ, however, at Calvary, showcased the divine love of the Father for His children. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know that God loved you at your worst while you were yet sinners. That's the condition that the Lord Jesus Christ gave His life on Calvary's tree for you, to demonstrate the love of God. Out of one side of its mouth, religion will tell us that God loves us. And then, of course, out of the other side of their mouth, He'll be sending overwhelmingly the majority of His creation to suffer in the pains of eternal conscious torment. Such a view must abandon any concept of unconditional love. But, of course, this is not the truth of the God of the Scriptures. Since God is not a man, His love's not human, but it's divine. And one of the greatest human loves is that of a family, a man for a woman, a mother and a father for their children. And yet God's love is far superior. We're all God's offspring. That's what Paul told even the pagan, idol-worshipping heathen of Acts chapter 17, that we're all His offspring. He's our Father. God gave us earthly families that we may know in a very small measure the nature of God's love for us. Parental love can be unconditional, and yet it still pales in comparison to our Heavenly Father's love for us. He loves us unwaveringly. His love is fixed upon us as the object of His love. And, of course, divine love, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 13, never fails. It never fails. The endless endurance of divine love can be seen in the love that the Lord manifests toward us. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And Paul goes on to mention a number of things, none of which can do so. Our Creator is our dad, and we're His children, and we're on a journey to learn of the limitlessness and the boundlessness of His great love toward us. This supreme love can affect every relationship we have. And of course, it begins with the greatest relationship we have, and that is with our Father. It changes the way we have a relationship with Him as we know He loves us unconditionally. And it extends out to all those with whom we have a relationship. We see everyone differently. Now for your edification and enjoyment, here's our dear friend, Ravel Knight, singing Unconditional Love.
Years ago, You sent Your Son to die on a tree. The work of love was done that day, and it was once and for all. It's a done deal now, but still somehow I didn't know it. Then a friend came and showed it to me, unconditional love, a gift from You to us. Somebody told me, and man, that was good news. I was caught up in vain religion, thinking it was up to me to be someone I couldn't be, to save myself by my own free will. But that wasn't true. It all comes from You, Father, unconditional love, a gift from You to us. Somebody told me, and man, that was good news, yeah. Good news, unconditional love, a gift from You to us. Somebody told me, and man, that was good news. I believed in hell, what a lie. So I was always working all mine, but I was set free, truly free, when I believed what was already done for me. Unconditional love, a gift from You to us. Somebody told me, and man, that was good news. Real good news, unconditional love, a gift